The Conductors is a history buff's dream fantasy novel. It is also a fantasy geek's dream history novel. Here's the setup. In post-Civil War Philadelphia, we meet Hetty and Benji, a married couple, working as conductors in the Underground Railroad, guiding enslaved people from the South to freedom in the North. Here in this story, they use magic, though, to solve mysteries, murders and crimes involving black residents that often go overlooked by local authorities. To take us into this world of the conductors is the author, Nicole Glover. Welcome to the program.
Hi, I'm happy to be here.
There's something for everyone in this. Magic, history, mystery, suspense. Walk us through this world that you created.
It's very much like our world, a little bit of our history. I did some research to make sure to get the history close as possible, but there's a layer of magic in there and mystery, of course. But the magic part was just there to have some little fun, but also to kind of exaggerate some of the things that are going on in the time periods. It also kind of helped me illuminate some of the Reconstruction era of the 1870s of Philadelphia to make it a little bit fun with a little bit of magic in there.
So tell me about the magic. I mean, who does magic? Why is magic part of this story?
Everyone can do magic in this world. I always like the idea that world everyone can do magic, being it something like a skill set, like something like art, for example. And because I always read all these fantasy books, it's always like a small group of people, and it's like, you know, a few people, and I like the idea of what happens if everyone could do magic. And I kind of made different magic systems that different characters can use. The main characters work with what I call celestial magic, which is magic using the constellation as guidelines, basically. They can just draw the constellations, and they can do, basically their magic spells come from that. There's other types of spells, of like more typical, like, you know, wand waving, incantations, spell book sort of thing. That's sorcery. That's like mostly in the contrast, because a sorcery is like the Western Europe style magic that came over that a lot of people can use. But celestial magic is the magic that came from plantation, it came over from Africa, it became a mixture of the different influences of the people that had been enslaved, and they created their own system of magic to work with.
Why did you choose this particular period in history?
I had always been interested in history. I grew up in Virginia, which is like every part of the state is covered in history. And I got drawn to the Reconstruction era because in most history books, you might get a page, a paragraph, maybe two pages, that point in history. It's like very glossed over. And it's a very important piece of history. The more research I've done in the Reconstruction era, the more I realize how important this time period is, how it influences things that we see to this day in our modern day-to-day stuff. Because you can change a lot of the articles, a lot of the newspaper articles that was done back in the day, change the dates, change the names, and it's still very relevant.
You also delve into the dark history that is sort of course, very real. We get flashbacks to when Hetty was enslaved herself.
Yeah, it's one of those things I wanted to give a sense of the backstory, but I didn't want to show it in the book's time period. I really was keen on having it more in the 1870s, but I did want to give an insight of like what was in the past and what was going on in there. And I guess in some ways, maybe a little bit of me showing off the research I did, of course. But it gives a better context to certain things.
Yeah, but I think it's also important, right?
Yes.
I mean, in terms of delving into the history of that period, to understand, you know, what really happened. I mean, when you take something like that is historically true and sort of give it your own twist, what do you want the readers to take away from that?
First, I want to make them curious about certain things I've mentioned, make them kind of compelled to maybe do more research. For some things, I'll give some detail into it, but not too deeply to make it, because it's not a history book. It's historical fantasy. It's not like I'm going to read out a bunch of history, but I want to get people curious, want to make you think, oh, is this real?
Your book addresses the relationship that black characters have to law enforcement at the time. You know, Hetty and Benji are often stepping in to fill the gap. And it is hard to ignore the parallels to this current moment.
It's one of those things that's been in my mind from the beginning, even for the conversation about the police and law enforcement, bubbled over into more of prime time, in a sense. I started out this book knowing that they're going to have limited police interaction, that they're not going to trust the law enforcement, that the police adds another layer of suspension or a tenseness to certain situations. History of policing in the U.S. in general, a lot of it traces its roots back to slave patrols and a lot of just enforcement of what later became the black codes that came out more than in the Jim Crow era. So it made sense for me that these characters would not turn the police for a ball for anything, or that they would look for solutions to, for solving their mysteries that don't involve the police.
I mean, this is a moment, obviously, when Black authors are sort of reimagining different genres and using history to kind of reinvent and spark conversations today. Where do you hope your book fits in to this moment and what you hope readers will take away?
I'd hope for my book to kind of have a different lens on the history side of things. I think there's a tendency to kind of overlook a lot of the Black American history, especially in certain time periods, because, I mean, there is a lot of topics that are sort of traumatizing people that it's kind of hard to deal with. I know I got interested in writing The Conductor, so I wanted to, because I got interested in the history, and I know a lot of, I started out some of the fantasy stories that are more secondary world. I guess I'd want to be like another take on like of what can you do with history fantasy. Like it's okay to look into history for certain things. And I guess you shouldn't be afraid to like kind of mix things up a bit, because yeah, it's part of our history. It's part of our background. And it's something everyone should be able to explore.
Nicole Glover's new book is The Conductors. Thank you so much.
Thank you.